Good morning. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Community Conversations, our current affairs program here on 88.5 KRFY, and I'm today's host, Chris Bessler. Hopefully you've heard by now that there's an election brewing, because Election Day is just this next Tuesday, May 18th. And today we have a show that will help you get informed to vote. Today we talk with the five candidates for the Pendere Hospital District Board of Trustees in separate interviews. The Pendere Hospital District is a special taxing district that provides funding for the three of the clinics that Bonner General Health operates here in our county. There are two seats up for election on the Board of Trustees, and today we interview the two incumbents, Helen Parsons and Dr. Tom Lawrence, and the three challengers for those seats, Judy Barrett, Dodie Glass, and Jesse Peters. As I just mentioned, Election Day is Tuesday, May 18th, when all regular county polling places will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. But note, early voting is underway right now at the Bonner County Elections Office in the county building at 1500 Highway 2. You can vote there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, and again tomorrow, Friday, May 14th, until 5 p.m. Otherwise, be sure to vote Tuesday at your regular polling place. Our five interviews are presented here sequentially, about 10 to 12 minutes each, with candidates in alphabetical order. If you miss hearing any of these interviews, the recorded podcast of the show will be available on our website at www.krfy.org on the podcast page. Also, these interviews can be heard individually on the Sandpoint Online Election Central page, which has information on how and where to vote, as well as candidate profiles, and information on the other elections on the ballot, including the East Bonner County Library races, the Bonner County Special Revenue Bond, and the West Bonner County School District Levy. So with that introduction, here are the interviews with the five candidates for the Pendere Hospital District Board of Trustees.
We're speaking now with Julie Barrett. She's a candidate for the Pendere Hospital District Board of Trustees, which has two seats up for vote in the May 18th election. Julie, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to share some of my views with the voters out there and get the word out.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Well, I am a lifelong North Idaho resident. I was born in Coeur d'Alene, raised in Post Falls. I've lived in all but two of the five northern counties. I've been here in Bonner County for 30 years. I moved here with my husband at the time in 1991. I have two grown children, three grandsons, and I have deep roots here in Bonner County as well as all over North Idaho. My parents were raised in Benoit County, so I understand the rural lifestyle, the values, the culture and challenges, all those good things, because I've lived every single one of them. An interesting fact, my grandfather was an innovator as a farmer, and he was the first to grow lentils on the Idaho Palouse when everyone told him that it couldn't be done. And I believe that's where my can-do attitude came from.
Wow, that's quite a legacy right there, and the first to grow lentils. And of course, lentils is a big crop now on the Palouse.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Julie, what professional or personal experience do you have that you think provides good qualifications for the position?
Well, I am a strategic marketing, branding, and creative professional. I've done this work for more than 30 years. And within that experience, my specialty is writing. Another little fun fact, Dave Gunter and I actually went to journalism school at NIC together many years ago.
Dave Gunter's a well-known local journalist, worked for the Daily Bee for years.
Yep. Yes, he sure has. So within that, I've helped many small businesses define their missions, their visions, and values. I've helped them set up to achieve their visions as they grow and adapt along the way. And I've also worked in the creative part as a disc jockey, voiceover artist, and audio producer for Blue Sky Broadcasting. I've actually been there since 1992. Between full-time and independent contracting, I've produced full-scale stage musicals with more than 60 actors, cast, and crew here in Sandpoint, including The Music Man, The Wizard of Oz, and The Mousetrap. So I know how to organize people and process, and I know how to identify, plan, and execute tactics and a strategic roadmap to get the job done within budget or under budget. And I would just say that traditional healthcare models haven't done a very good job in adapting to the changing needs of the lifestyles of its patients.
Okay. Well, good. Have you held other elective offices, and are you involved with any other nonprofit groups that you'd like to mention as, you know, relevant experience?
I haven't been involved with any nonprofit groups recently. The most recent one, I served on the board of directors for the Eureka Institute, and I have not held a public office. This will be my first time if I'm elected, so I'm excited about that.
Okay, well, here's the $64 question. Why are you running for hospital district trustee?
Well, I believe there are incredible opportunities to establish a new direction for the hospital district that can meet the needs of the future. We can do that through a combination of traditional, alternative, and complementary health care. The market size value of complementary and alternative medicine is something that just simply can't be ignored.
Okay. And we'll probably get a touch on that a little bit more here a little bit later on. But have you attended a hospital district board meeting in the past?
Yes. And any board meetings that I have not attended, I keep up on the minutes as they become available on the website.
Mm-hmm. So funds from the hospital district are earmarked for Bonner General Health, specifically some of its services. Have you had any experience yourself, or are you a consumer yourself of Bonner General Health Services? So do you know their services from that side?
Well, the three clinics that Ponderay Hospital District contracts with Bonner General to operate, or to help fund, I should say, to offset costs, are Ear, Nose, and Throat, Sandpoint Women's Health, and Behavioral Health. And I have not personally used any of those services. I am all about alternative and complementary medicine when I can possibly use it. I have used Bonner General Health services in the past. I've used their emergency room services, and I had surgery quite a few years ago there. And, you know, my experience has always been good. So that's a bonus.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to hear. So I think a lot of voters that are going to be voting this time are not going to be well acquainted with the Ponderay Hospital district and what its function is. So I'm asking candidates to describe in their words what the hospital district is and what its function is. How would you describe it?
Well, its purpose is to facilitate the provisions of public health care services to the persons of Bonner County. It is not the hospital district's job to fully fund these things. It's the hospital district's job to, again, facilitate. So in my opinion, that means options. That doesn't mean one particular entity or one single entity as is currently being funded, which leads to another offset in that at the April 27th meeting for Ponderay Hospital District, their audit was released. And those three clinics are running $1.9 million in the red. They've taken $1.9 million in losses. Ponderay Hospital District only collects $1.5 million. So even if the hospital district was to take everything, all of its revenue for the entire year, and to distribute it solely to Bonner General Health for the operation of those three clinics, it's still going to be about $500,000 in the red. So clearly something needs to change.
Well, natural follow-up question, what would you change if this, what you're identifying as a problem, is something you would try to deal with as a district trustee?
Well, we need to find more financially viable options. We need to find out, what does the public want? I mean, what do taxpayers want to be funding as far as healthcare options with their money? I don't know that that's been done. There are quite a few issues with transparency and accountability. Currently, when you look at that audit, all the numbers came from Bonner General Health. They did not come from Ponderay Hospital District. That's a problem. Simply because how is the hospital district going to be accountable for numbers they didn't produce? We need greater transparency, and we need to find out, what do the people want? What kind of health care would they use? Clearly, either they're not using it with these losses, they're not using it, or the people who are using it aren't paying for it. So where's the disconnect here? I don't believe we should continue to just throw money at something when it's not sustainable. We need to find out why these losses are there and then move forward.
Well, have you dug in on that question with the existing three services?
Therein lies part of the problem. You can't make heads or tails of anything as far as that audit goes. The numbers are not very detailed. And once again, the numbers are coming from Bonner General Health, not from Ponderay Hospital District. So it's a problem. It's a problem all the way around. And I don't know what needs to be done to make it right, other than to just really file down and figure out what's going on. Have the hospital present what's happening with these numbers. It's, again, transparency is a huge issue. You can't really find anywhere where the needs of Bonner County residents, as far as healthcare goes, have been assessed. There's no detail in anything. That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they do have a website where you can get information, but do you feel that that's insufficient?
It's very insufficient. It provides meeting minutes, which are, again, very vague. There's not a lot of detail in anything, and that's a huge problem. So somebody needs to get to the bottom of it, and I'm hoping to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have just about a little over a minute left, and would you like to identify a different issue, or do you want to use this time for a closing statement? I am asking the candidates, so, you know, why would you like to suggest voters vote for you? What issues should they consider in casting their vote?
Well, I would say that Ponderay Hospital District not only has a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers it serves, but it also has an obligation to facilitate the types of health care that help achieve and sustain health and wellness of Bonner County residents, period, plain and simple. And while some folks have voiced their concerns that I don't have any health care experience, I actually believe this makes me the perfect candidate. Ponderay Hospital District needs a fresh perspective outside the conventional healthcare industry. They need someone who knows how to organize people and process. And much like what I shared about my grandfather, I know what it takes to get the job done. I know how to do it. And I especially know how to do it when someone says it can't be done.
Okay, Julie Barrett, we are out of time, but I want to say thanks for taking time to talk with us.
I appreciate you very much, Chris. Thank you.
We're speaking now with Dolores Glass, who actually goes by Dodie. Dodie, thank you for being here and talking with us today.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Yeah. And you, just to clarify, you're a candidate for the Ponderay Hospital District Board of Trustees that Bonner County residents are going to be voting on very promptly, because actually early voting's already underway as we're speaking. I'll tell you what, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when and why did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Well, it started about 3 years ago. My husband had wanted to retire and move out of one of those states that people are seem to be escaping from. It took me a while. So we ended up here, which I never thought I would be in Bonner County this far north. And I absolutely love it here. We've been here 3 years, and the community and the people are everything. We used to live in a rural community, a mountain community before, and we were very involved in that community. I actually worked at Bonner General Hospital as a hospice RN, which is hospice has always been one of my passions. So I've experienced, you know, working in this community. I am a nurse. I have my master's in nursing, and I'm clinically retired, but a nurse never really retires. So I didn't even know that this hospital had a district board, and a couple of people approached me about running for this position. And so I had to start looking into it. And, you know, much to my, I don't know, dismay or questions, a lot of questions started coming forward. I have always had a passion for quality health care, and I'm a very strong patient advocate. So, you know, I don't believe in being an armchair critic. If you have complaints or issues, you need to do something active. So that put me in the position to apply, and here I am running for the district board.
Okay. Well, we'll be able to dig in a little bit on some of that, but you mentioned that you have worked since you arrived here at Bonner General as a hospice nurse. What's your previous professional or personal experiences that you have that you think provides good qualifications for the position you're running for?
Well, fortunately, I was able to, I've worked at a level one trauma hospital, which was a teaching hospital, a large metropolitan hospital. And at the same time, I worked in our local community hospital, which was 64-bed hospital, very active as a volunteer in our rural community, which I was the chief of the ambulance crews for a 500-square-mile area, and the nearest hospital from town was 30 minutes away. So during my nursing career, or nursing school, I worked as a dispatcher for LifeLight Helicopter, not the one we have here. So I was able to access and understand rural communities, what are their needs, how to access them, how to get quality health care. You need a local hospital, which I understand people get concerned that we want to change things here at Bonner General. We just need to make sure that we utilize their services as best, you know, to stop the bleeding, so to speak, and then if we need to be moved on to a higher level of care. I've always been an active volunteer in my community. Like I said, I was chief of the ambulance crew for a very long time, and I had several board positions on that organization. And it was respected and known for its mountain rescue. So my background, my diverse background, and nursing and volunteer experience, I think, provides opportunity to understand quality healthcare needs for rural communities. We're rural, but we're also a resort area. So people come with expectations of the kind of care that they need. So we need to be able to provide that for, you know, the diverse community we live in. Mm-hmm. And I think I have that kind of background to be able to see where we need to fill those gaps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for that. You've kind of answered this question, but I'm asking all the candidates this same question. Why are you running for the hospital district trustee position?
You know, when I started, I went and listened to one board meeting, and I looked at minutes, and quality health care has always been a passion of mine. And when I worked in hospice there at Bonner General, it took me, you know, it's a large county and to a lot of back roads and rural areas off grid. I got to know the area personally for the care for those people. So I see a need, and it triggered a passion. Now that we're in our home, we finally are settled into our new home. I have time now to pursue my passions, and healthcare has always been one. So when this opportunity presented itself, I saw a need, and I felt that I had the qualifications to meet those needs.
Okay. Well, next question. How familiar are you with the services that Bonner General Health provides? Are you an individual consumer yourself of their services?
I have, for routine issues. I'm pretty healthy, says my family. I have friends that have utilized the different services from the hospital and the clinics. When I worked at hospice, I also witnessed and experienced the closing of several very essential clinics, you know, the wound clinic, home health, cardiac rehab, diabetic clinic, things like that were devastating. I know it was under COVID, but those were services that were very much needed in the community. So I saw what that did, and I had my patients that experienced and friends that, you know, couldn't use the services weren't available to them as readily as it had been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So as a candidate, what do you consider to be the issues for the hospital district that you think voters should be weighing as they decide who to vote for?
You know, one of the things that I had, since I'm just now learning about it, the transparency of exactly how the dollars are being spent, it's there. There's a check written, a draft written, but there needs to be a better breakdown of, you know, what it's covering. Is it equipment? What kind of service is it? The hospital does all the billing to these clinics that we provide money for. So I think we need a better understanding, more transparency, and how these tax dollars are being utilized to make sure that it, you know, the best interest is at hand for our community. And is there other areas that we need to address? It wasn't clear on exactly where these dollars are being spent. A draft is written, and then, you know, I couldn't see a breakdown. So that is a concern for me. Maybe it is being utilized properly, maybe it's not. So I think we just need more transparency in the breakdown of the budget to see if we're serving our community appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We do have another minute or so. If there's another issue you'd like to identify for voters.
I'm married. I have four children. We have four children between us, six grandchildren. Family is a critical. I have emergency room and hospice have always been my passion. So I've been in the part of trying to save lives to end of life. So I think I recognize those needs very clearly. I borrowed this from someone's email and I saw it because I think some of the things we're experiencing is by Patrick Henry, fear is the passion of slaves. We can't be afraid of change. We can't be afraid of what COVID did to us. We have to get over those fears. And I think the transparency will allow us to get over our fears and trust who are representing us on our healthcare issues with the district board. So I hope that people can take a look at that as my passion. Healthcare has always been a passion for me. And I've been a major advocate for patients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Dodie Glass, candidate for Ponderay Hospital District Board of Trustees, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're speaking now with Dr. Tom Lawrence. He's a candidate and an incumbent for the Ponderay Hospital District Board of Trustees that Bonner County residents are going to be voting on in this election. Dr. Lawrence, thank you for taking some time to talk with us.
Sure.
Well, let's start with an introduction. For the folks that may not know you, tell us a bit about yourself, including, you know, how and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Well, I'm currently still a family physician. I'm still boarded and have my medical license, but I've been retired for about 4 years. I came to Sandpoint in 1977. I got my medical degree from Colorado. And I did my residency in family practice in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I came to Sandpoint in 1977 because one of the local physicians in town agreed to hire me for a year. So I came here and I was like the sixth physician in Sandpoint. Fortunately, a week later, two internal medicines, Dr. Copeland Carlson, came to town. But I've been here since 1977. I've done primary care and family practice since that time. I've been on the hospital board and the Ponderay Hospital District Board for for about 35 years. I've been on both for a number of years.
And the hospital, when the hospital foundation board.
I'll explain there's two boards that mainly run the hospital. There's Bonner General Health, which is a private board on a nonprofit hospital. And they do most of the management of our current hospital with our 450 employees. Then there's the Pendere Hospital District, which uses tax money to support three clinics. Bonner Health has 13 clinics in their outpatient ward, and the Pendere Hospital District runs three of those. They run Sandpoint Women's Health, we run the Ear, Nose, and Throat, and we run Behavioral Health-Mental Health. Those three clinics belong to and are controlled by the Pendere Hospital District. And you have to understand, that's what this election is about. It's not about the private corporation that runs most of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I've been on this Pendere Hospital District for 35 years, and I'm currently the chairman of it. And so I have a lot of interest in it doing well, since I've put a lot of time in it. And I really have put a lot of time and effort into our hospital. And I really do not want it to have any issues, either financially or politically. And I want those three clinics to be able to function on their own. And that's my main reason for wanting to have this position. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you probably answered this question already, but about what your professional experience is that relates to the position. Do you want to mention any other nonprofit groups or other things you do in the community that folks might be interested in?
Yes. Well, I'm currently on the board of Panhandle Special Needs, which is runs a developmentally disabled adult population. We have the greenhouse out there on Boyer. And I'm also on the Bonner General Hospital Foundation, which is a separate organization that raises money for certain projects that the hospital is into. Last year we raised $200,000 for the emergency room, which is fairly phenomenal considering it was a pandemic year.
That's phenomenal for any fundraising project right here in this town.
And I also belong to Drug Court. We're not truly a board, but I put in 1 to 2 hours a week dealing with the drug court population that we have in Bonner County, as far as rehabilitating them and trying to get people back on their feet without having to place them in jail.
Okay, I was going to ask you why you're running for hospital district trustee, since it's an unpaid position, but you already answered that question. So I'd like to know, are you a user yourself of Bonner General Health services as an individual consumer?
Right. So I went back, and I think I've had six surgeries at Bonner General Hospital over the years. I had a procedure done there in 2019. I'm the father of two sons that were both born at Bonner General Hospital. I've done all my work through Bonner General Hospital in the 40 years I was a family physician here. So I'm pretty familiar with most of what goes on at the hospital. And, I started at the grassroots. We were the ER physicians when I first started, and then progressed to the point now where the hospital has their own ER physicians. They have their own people that admit people. I used to admit people, and I used to do OB and GYN here, and we now have specialists that control that. So I think I have a pretty good thinking pattern and experience pattern about what happens at our hospital. Mm-hmm.
So, in this election, what do you consider to be issues that voters ought to be looking at?
Well, our biggest issue, like I said, is keeping these three clinics going, and the pandemic hurt them pretty much. The ENT clinic was just getting started when we became the owners of it, And so the pandemic set it back, and now it's finally getting more patients in again and starting to do well. Sandpoint Women's Health is coming back as there's more elective being done, and there's also people are starting to come back and getting their annual physicals and mammograms and stuff, which have been delayed over the time. And behavioral health actually didn't suffer that much in the pandemic. They were actually very busy. But we need to expand that, and I think that's what a number of our board trustees are thinking. We need to get more mental health in Sandpoint, and it looks like the hospital may be the way we have to do that because, you know, we have the only psychiatrist in town, and a lot of mental health is pulling back and out of small towns, so we need to entertain improving our mental health ability in Sandpoint, I think, through the hospital. So keeping those organizations financially stable is important, and also expansion. We have to entertain that, and that means the tax dollars that we're using, we have to consider using them in more ways than what we are.
Mm-hmm. How do you think we do as a rural community in providing health services to the population?
Well, I'm certainly biased, but I think as an acute care hospital, we do really well. I have some experience because I was a Blue Cross medical advisor for a couple of years, and so I was able to meet with other small hospital physicians on a monthly basis or every 2 or 3 month basis. And so I could tell how they were doing and what they were doing. And I think North Idaho, by and large, the small hospitals actually do well. We all kind of band together and we're good friends with Kootenai, which helps kind of bond us all doing medical care that tends to be the best for our patients.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one more question, then we'll have maybe a minute for anything you want to say as a closing statement. But a big part of being on the board of any nonprofit or governmental unit is oversight of the budget. Do you feel the hospital district is doing a good job managing its budget?
Well, the hospital main budget is run by, of course, the private. But, you know, our organization, we because we're funded by tax dollars, have to have open meetings. So you can look at our website and look at every minute of every meeting we've had for years. The agenda has to be posted. The meetings have to be open. Anybody can come to our meetings. I don't think there's any other way we can offer more openness. The Bonner General Health, you know, has to submit data to the state because we are a nonprofit organization, and people can look at that data and get a good idea about how the hospital otherwise is doing. But our three clinics tend to be fairly open, and like I say, anybody's welcome to come to our meetings at any time. They're the fourth Tuesday of every month, and we're currently getting back to having them in the outpatient ward at Bonner General Hospital. So it'll be easy for anybody to come who wants to.
So we have about a minute left. Anything you'd like to throw in that you'd like voters to consider as they decide who they're going to vote for in this election?
Well, I think that we really need to be careful about not letting politics and people that are maybe a little bit on the edge coming in and trying to change our hospital. We're doing a good job as it is. We spend our money responsibly. I think you need to not change things too much unless somebody finds a problem. Then that's okay to change. But when things are working well, I don't see that there's a big need to get very rambunctious about changing how we're doing things. And that's my main worry. You know, I don't want our hospital going down some avenues that other places have gone down and got it in trouble, both financially or medical care-wise.
Well, Dr. Tom Lawrence, candidate and incumbent for the Ponderay Hospital District Board of Trustees, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
We're speaking now with Helen Parsons. She's a candidate for the Pondere Hospital Board of Trustees for the Pondere Hospital District. Helen, thank you for speaking with us today.
Chris, thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Well, I'm a third-generation native to Sandpoint, actually. I was named after Dr. Helen Peterson, the doctor who delivered me. I married Darren Parsons, and we have two daughters. We've been married 32 years. Haley and Stefan Harlicker live in town, and so do Emily and Dakota Jackson.
Okay, so you have pretty deep roots here.
Well, you can say that. Our roots are deep.
So what professional or personal experience do you have that provides good qualifications for this position?
Well, I worked at Sandpoint Women's Health for over 28 years, so I believe my experience working there not only gives me the qualified experience for this position, but the passion necessary to serve as a proponent of healthcare in our community and surrounding areas. Working at Sandpoint Women's Health, starting at the front desk, working my way up in the office, I dealt with a lot of patients, the incredible community that we have in helping patients with financial needs, and just the whole gamut of what comes with that.
You said you started in the front office. Where did you end up? What other kinds of positions might you have held in all that time?
In all the time being there, I did. I started at the front office. I did billing for a little bit. I did surgery scheduling for a little bit. I ended up being the office manager with the great opportunity to work with the providers, bring providers in, managing the budget, dealing with health insurance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, big, diverse. So you've dealt with a lot of people that were actually looking for services.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have you held any other elective offices? Are you involved with any other nonprofit groups you want to mention?
I currently was appointed to the Pondere Hospital District Board in the fall of 2019 when a seat was vacated. So I have been serving on that board. For the last 20 years, I've been serving on the worship ministry at my church. I'm very active in my church. I also serve at North Summit After School Program, and I also volunteer to the the Bonner General Health Foundation Council.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and here's the question I ask all the candidates. Why are you running for election or re-election, in a sense, to the hospital district board?
I'm running for seat on this board, Chris, because I have a passion for good quality health care to remain and grow in our local community. As our community grows, we have a lot of needs out there that I just feel supporting Bonner General is a win for our community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know the answer to this question, but have you ever attended a hospital district board meeting?
I have. I have quite a few.
Yeah, since you actually sit on the board right now. So how much of a user are you of Bonner General Health Services just as an individual consumer?
I am a huge user of Sandpoint Women's Health, of Bonner General Health, of the lab. They have an amazing team over there.
So you're well acquainted with the services that they provide as a user yourself.
I am.
Okay. Well, here's a question for you. It's a little bit conceptual, but I think a lot of our listeners are not necessarily aware of what the hospital district is about and what its function is. Can you, in your own words, describe that for us?
Absolutely. We, as a board, allocate where the taxpayers' funds go. And right now, they are being earmarked for behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, and Sandpoint Women's Health.
Okay, so for those three specific services that Bonner General Health provides.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you consider to be the issues in this race for the hospital district board?
I believe that the board's current operations of supporting the three clinics that I just mentioned is vital. I'd love to see us expand the support of the growing need of behavioral health in our community, as it's an ever-growing need as our community continues to grow. I also believe that Bonner General is a vital part of Sandpoint community. You know, whether you need an ER visit, emergency surgery, or having a baby, Bonner General has always been there for our community, for the surrounding areas. A lot of people come to Bonner General. And during COVID, it was no different. The providers, the nurses, medical assistants, lab assistants, they all continue to show up at work and do their job very well. I feel that the past year has served as a good reminder for our community that we need to continue to support Bonner General.
Well, a big part of the board, and especially of this board, I think, of any governmental unit is oversight of the budget. Do you feel the hospital district trustees do a good job managing their budget?
I do. It was a hard year last year with COVID. The clinics were limited to what they could do. Elective surgeries were no longer an option. So the financial support was probably more than years past. I haven't been on the board an entire year that didn't have COVID in it. So I'm not sure how to answer the question, the years before that.
Yeah, it was an awfully different sort of year, I'm sure, in the healthcare arena. Well, are there any other issues you'd like to mention here at this point? We do have about 3 minutes left.
I just want to reiterate that I just think that continuing to support our hospital, to continue to have quality health care, to remain and grow in our community is just vital. To have it readily available for us, I think it's super important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, with about a minute left for a closing statement, what would you like voters to consider when they're weighing who they want to vote for in this election?
I guess I would just like to say I'm dedicated to this cause and to this community. I'm not going anywhere. I will continue to fight to keep healthcare top of mind for our ever-growing community. And
okay.
I appreciate everyone who votes for me and gives me that honor.
Mm-hmm. And the election, to throw that in there, is May 18th. That's election day. But as this airs, there'll be about 3 days left for people to go and do early voting, which they would do at Bonner County Election Office and their administrative offices on Highway 2.
Yeah.
So people can hear today's talks and go vote.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Helen. We're speaking now with Jessie Peters. She is a candidate for the Pendere Hospital District Board of Trustees, which has 2 seats up for election for vote in the May 18th election. Jessie, thanks for talking with us today.
Chris, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when and why did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Sure. I'm Jessie. I've lived in Bonner County just under 4 years. I live here with my husband and 3 young boys. Prior to that, born and raised in Arizona, and we decided to make the jump to northern Idaho. We have family that lives up here. My in-laws live in St. Mary's. Just drawn to the beauty that is around us is pretty remarkable, undeniable. So that's how we found ourselves here.
Well, yeah, that's a big change from Arizona. It's a lot greener, I imagine, here.
It is. A lot more water, I think.
Yeah.
I never knew there would be so much water everywhere. I never knew that much water actually existed, to be honest.
Yeah, it's actually one of our great assets, I think. So what professional or personal experience do you have that you feel provides good qualifications for the district trustee position?
Sure. So I have been a family nurse practitioner in rural healthcare my entire career, which is as a nurse practitioner about 11 years, and as a nurse about 5 years before that. I have served not only providing direct care in rural healthcare clinics, but I have also launched clinics, have worked with assessing needs and implementing new infrastructures to help meet the needs in rural healthcare. I've served as a VP of a healthcare nonprofit, where I was the VP of strategy, working to do exactly that, develop lines of care to help meet the healthcare needs within rural communities. I've also served as a board member on a hospital board, part of an accountable care organization on that hospital board. So I bring a long-standing history of rural nonprofit community healthcare.
Okay. Are there any other nonprofit groups that you're involved with, or have you held other elective offices? Anything else you might like to mention?
Like I said, I've worked in not-for-profit healthcare clinics pretty much my entire career, but I have never held public office before, no.
Okay. Well, here's a question that I'm asking all the candidates. Why are you running for hospital district trustee?
Sure. Well, I have a heart for rural communities, and I have always, it's actually what led me to become a nurse practitioner all those years ago, was the special nature of the healthcare setting in rural areas. There are unique challenges and also unique strategies that can be implemented to try to really get at the health and well-being of my community. So it's really out of that heart to serve and heart to help reach folks who are underreached and maybe who don't have access to all the amenities of those who would live outside of rural life.
Have you ever attended a hospital district board meeting?
I have not.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm asking this question as well. I think a lot of voters weren't even well acquainted with the Pendray Hospital District and what it does. So I'm asking candidates to describe in their words, you know, what is the hospital district all about and what's its function?
Sure. It is very confusing. I think a lot of people, the general taxpayer, the general listener probably get it somewhat mixed up with the hospital board itself. So the hospital district board is the board of trustees that oversees the flow of funds of the taxpayer's dollar as it goes toward meeting the healthcare needs of our community. So as dollars come in from the taxing district, those dollars then get pushed through and funneled to the different needs within our healthcare district. And so the hospital district board is completely separate, at least in its role and functions, from the duties of the hospital board itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the money has been, up to this point, earmarked for health services provided by Bonner General Health.
Correct.
So I'm also asking candidates, are you yourself a user of BGH's services as an individual consumer, and do you have experience as a consumer of the services?
Sure. So I would want to bring a point of clarification that the tax dollars to this point have been used to help fund the shortfalls of the BGH clinics. So not so much the hospital itself, but the clinics in the community that the hospital operates. So yes, I have utilized as a consumer the hospital services. I have not used as a consumer the hospital's clinics, which the funds are going toward.
Yes, there's that distinction. Jesse Peters, what do you consider to be issues for the hospital district that voters should be considering as they decide who they're going to vote for?
I think that that's a great question. I think that's probably the crux of things is, as you mentioned, I think that it's a problem that the majority of taxpayers don't know what this hospital district board is. I think that there's been, I guess I could say there's room for improvement with the way that strategies, decisions, plans are being communicated to taxpayers. And I feel like that there's a level of transparency that us as taxpayers are entitled to. As part of that, you know, I really want to ensure for our county that the funds that we're paying in taxes are being funneled in a way that is directly impacting the health and well-being of the taxpayer. So there needs to be a really clear and articulate plan as to, you know, what is happening with these tax dollars, and that that's directly related to meeting the needs of the district. I'm not clear from an outsider perspective, you know, how much of a needs assessment has been done in our county to really identify what the needs are. And then that would be the first step. And then the second step would be obviously to really develop a well-articulated plan as to how those funds are being directed and spent.
Okay. So do you, you know, my next question would be, do you think the hospital district is doing a good job managing its budget? But it sounds like you would look into that at this point.
Right. And, you know, that there has, from an outsider's perspective, it's pretty difficult to know the ins and outs of the financial decisions, ins and outs of the strategy, the mission, the goals that the board is trying to accomplish. Those things are not well communicated. And so I think that that, you know, would be a really great first step as to figuring out, you know, if changes need to be made, if not. But regardless, all of those things need to be communicated well to us as taxpayers.
I know the hospital district does have a website with a great deal of information on it. Do you feel like that is lacking in informing folks?
I do. I feel like, you know, having a website is one thing, but just as I've been, you know, in communication with the general public, most people are pretty unaware, myself included, you know, prior to this campaign, pretty unaware as to what the hospital district does, and really the goal and strategies that the dollars, to which the dollars are being funded.
Okay. Well, we do have about a minute and a half left, so you have an open mic now to make a closing statement if you'd like. And I would like to phrase it in, you know, so why should folks vote for you, or what are issues that you'd like them to be considering as they decide who they vote for?
Sure. So I take it, you know, as an honor to be running. I take it as a privilege to represent the healthcare needs of each voter. You know, each voter is their own healthcare story. They're living their healthcare journey, and I would just appeal to anyone listening that I care about you as a taxpayer. I care about your health, and I would be a strong advocate for getting your health care needs met on the hospital district board. So come out and vote for me, Jesse Peters, May 18th.
Well, Jesse Peters, candidate for the Ponderay Hospital District Board of Trustees, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, Chris.
That's it for our Community Conversations show today. If you just tuned in, we've presented here interviews with the five candidates for the Ponderay Hospital District Board of Trustees. We've talked with the two incumbents, Helen Parsons and Dr. Tom Lawrence, and the three challengers for those seats, Judy Barrett, Dodie Glass, and Jesse Peters. If you did miss some or all of our show, you can go hear all the candidates in the recorded podcast by going to our website at www.krfy.org and clicking on the podcast page. You can also hear each individual interview on the Election Central page of Sandpoint Online. You can find that at www.sandpointonline.com and look for the Election Central Go Vote item. And remember, Election Day is this Tuesday, May 18th, when all regular county polling places will be open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. But right now, early voting is underway, and you can go vote today or tomorrow, that's Friday, May 14th, at the Bonner County Elections Office in the County Building at 1500 Highway 2. If you're not yet registered to vote, you can register at the polls. I'm today's host, Chris Bessler. Thanks for listening today.